Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily, here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Thanks for listening around the state of Wisconsin, whether it be on WNFL in Green Bay or in Wausau, Duluth Superior on the game, and of course in southeastern Wisconsin on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan in Milwaukee. Being joined now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, One Call That's All by Andrew Brandt, a guy that everybody always enjoys talking to. Of course, formerly of the Green Bay Packers, and bringing Andrew on today to talk about the unfortunate passing of Bob Harlan yesterday. Andrew, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks. Condolences to everyone up there, as well as anyone who worked with the Packers. That certainly is a loss, and someone that led us for so many years. The whole 9.5 years I was there, Bob was our leader. And I'll just say right away, Sparky, that he led in a way that everybody wants to be led. He trusted people to do their jobs and he stayed out of the way. He hired good people and he knew that they could do the jobs, and he was there for support. He was there for pep talks. He was there for attaboys, but he stayed out of the way and just led by delegation.
Tell me about how your opportunity comes in 1999 to end up with the Packers as the director of player finance and football operations.
Well, I wasn't hired directly by Bob, but I was hired by Ron Wolf. I was an agent. I was representing players on the agent side. I had a few players over the years at the Packers. At that time, I had their third-string quarterback named Matthew Hasselbeck.
Oh, yeah.
And I had dealt with Hasselbeck a couple of years where there were opportunities for him to go other places when he was on practice squad, people trading for him. And Ron and Andy Reid at that time were very insistent that he stay and learn from Brad and be there. And we worked out a couple of different contract arrangements, Ron and I, and actually got to know each other pretty well. And when Mike Holmgren went to Seattle and he took Mike Reinfeldt with him, Ron called and just said, how'd you like to switch sides? And I said, Ron, you deal with a lot of agents. Why me? You know, he said, well, you have a nice way about yourself. You communicate well. You know your contracts. And you know what? We want to get more agent-friendly here. And what better way than to hire an agent?
And it's pretty wild now.
Tell it,
go ahead.
Yeah, I tell a story because Ron saw something, but on a bigger picture level, Bob saw something. You know, Bob saw something in Ron that could make decisions like that, that could turn around the franchise, that could have an eye for talent, that could run a football operation without Bob's interference, Bob turning it over to him and feeling good about it.
Andrew, how rare is it, especially probably now in today's sports, where an owner, I guess, because obviously the Packers don't have an owner, a Harlan or a Mark Murphy or now an Ed Policy, I guess, kind of plays that role of owner, completely stays out of the way of the basketball or the baseball or the football people and let them do their jobs?
Yeah, it's rare. I mean, you're right, because he was as close to us having an owner as anything, and that was as unmeddling as it could be. Now, listen, I'm not to say that he sat there and didn't do anything. He ran the executive committee meetings. He ran the board. He ran the administrative side of the organization when they talked about real estate purchase, when they talked about local politics, when they talked about pro shop and pricing, when they talked about tickets and concessions and PR and finance and marketing. That was all Bob. So when I say no meddling, you're really talking about staying out of the way of the football operation, letting Ron and then Ted Thompson run their divisions. And that is rare, because let's be honest, the football side is the quote-unquote fun side, and a lot of owners get a kick out of being in that side, and he understood that was not for him to delve into.
Talk with Andrew Brand. Follow him on X at Andrew Brand. And, of course, the Business of Sports podcast, his Sunday 7 newsletter, all that great stuff Andrew Brand does. And just a wealth of knowledge that, again, if you're not following him on X and not subscribing to his stuff, you're really missing out. The other part about this, like you said, the football side, the fun stuff, I remember talking to Bob numerous times about how much of a struggle it really was for him to get that initial renovations done at Lambeau Field with that County vote, and just how stressed out he truly was about it. And I think there was questions at one point of whether or not that was actually going to get done.
Yeah, we went door to door, and Bob is the eternally optimistic person, the eternally sanguine smile on his face. And he, like me, like all of us, had the door slammed in our face a few times. Like, listen, we know the world out there. Even in football crazy Brown County, Wisconsin, there's not a public appetite for public funding, right? It's just not something that people want to do for an asset worth billions of dollars. So I got it. You know, we had some people like, we're not doing it. And even in football crazy Green Bay, the final vote was something like 51.8% to 49.2%, very close. So he did that. He realized how important it was. And again, if you go back to what you were talking about, can you imagine one of these owners going door to door around other parts of the country? It just doesn't happen.
Whose idea? Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Was it?
Was the canvassing?
To go door to door with Bob Harlan. Like, was it his idea? Like, where did that even come from? Because you're right. Like, I don't see Bud Selig. I know he didn't. Bud Selig back in the day wasn't knocking on doors to get a new stadium in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's interesting because Bud was on our board. And I think it came up in a board meeting maybe. Or maybe it came up in an executive committee meeting. But Bob was all for it. Yeah, as everyone knows, I mean, Bob was he shook hands with everyone. And you're not, you know, when I got there, Ron hired me, so Bob didn't know me that well. And he came in and sat in my office and just said, tell me about you. I don't want to hear about you negotiating contracts or you managing our cap. Tell me about you, your family, your kids, everything I want to know. And he just treated everyone like that.
What about the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers saga? Obviously, there at the end, that was Murphy having to deal with that. And I remember we used to have Bob Harlan on back in the day on our show, getting his thoughts on how that whole thing was playing out publicly. And you could tell that was kind of tearing him up a little bit, because obviously he was connected to Brett in a pretty big way. And I think he probably would have maybe handled that differently than how that whole thing played out.
Yeah, it was a time of a lot of transition, including my personal situation where I was moving on. I wanted to do more things in my life beyond with a team. But I was hearing it from all sides. I'd gotten to know Aaron well in those 3 years I was with him. I'd gotten to know Brett, obviously, very well in my 9 years with him and their agents, and it was all going on. And we were all just trying to see if there's a way out of this without a messy divorce. And I know that's what Bob wanted. Bob just wanted harmony. And on March 3rd of 2008, we had a teary-eyed press conference from Brett Favre. Everyone just walked away with just the best feelings ever about Brett, about where we're going. Everything's great. And then Brett obviously had the itch to play again and assumed that he would be handed his helmet and his starting job as he had for the past 16 years. And that didn't happen because we had moved on. And it was a very tough time. I just think, I can't speak for Bob, obviously, but I just think he, like all of us, thought we had wrapped this in a nice little bow in March, but Brett wanted to play. And I wasn't there, but there's talk about Mark Murphy going to him about an ambassador package.
Yep.
And stay retired. And as we all know, Brett didn't want that. He wanted to play, and then he played three more years.
That's just wild. Talking with Andrew Brandt. Follow him on X at Andrew Brandt, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Let's talk a little bit more about Bob Harlan, the dude, because Bob Harlan, the dude, was a baseball guy that ends up in the National Football League at the end of the day. And then Bob Harlan, the guy, was also big into like basketball and college basketball and was really just an overall sports guy, it really felt like.
You know, I'd walk in his office in the morning, and he'd have the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel splayed out on his desk. he was a PR guy, and it showed. You know, he put a positive spin on everything. He was the ultimate PR spin guy, and he put a good look on everything that was going on. So it's interesting. I didn't talk to him during that, you know, Brett Aaron divorce, but he would have probably spun that in a very positive way. He's just like that. He's, the one thing I haven't said to you that I want to share is that not only was he supportive of all his employees, but he believed in us sometimes more than we even believed in ourselves. I went to a meeting one time, you know, owners meeting every mid-season. So this was late October, early November. I think it was in Atlanta, and I get choked up a little bit. We're going to have this privileged meeting, two per club, the next morning, and Bob didn't feel well. And I said, what are we going to do? This is taking votes on something. And he's like, Andrew, you go. You can handle this. You do it. So here I am. I'm in this meeting. And next to me is Jeffrey Lurie, and there's Robert Kraft, and there's Jerry Jones. Oh. There's Clark Hunt. There's Art Rooney.
Oh.
You know, and there's Mike Brown. And I'm like, I didn't say much. I voted. But as we decided I would vote, whatever it was, I don't even remember. But that empowerment, it just meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I totally understand that. You know, the other thing, too, about Bob that was changed eventually by Mark Murphy was this whole, you know, breaking up the silos and having the coach report to Murphy and having the GM report to Murphy and having Russ Ball report to Murphy. And Bob didn't have the system set up that way. It was more in the traditional sense, like most NFL teams were doing at that time. Did that work well for everybody involved having it that way, or could it have been better had it been the way that Mark Murphy decided to go?
Yeah, I can't speak to Mark. I wasn't there. But with Bob, it was just more deference to Ron Wolf and eventually Ted Thompson. It was just like, I trust them. I mean, they had great success. I mean, listen, I wasn't there. You know, maybe people listening know Green Bay was not a desired place to go.
Correct.
For a long time.
That was the Siberia of the NFL.
Yeah. If you had to sort of pinpoint how that changed, it would have been the hiring of Ron Wolf, which led to the hiring of Reggie White, which led to the trading for Brett Favre, and on and on and on, and the great talent evaluation that changed the nature of the team, that brought attraction from the national audience to Green Bay and made it an iconic franchise. I mean, this is, as Bob would say, this is the best story in sports, where you have a little, in north central Wisconsin, a burg called Green Bay, Wisconsin, that not only competed, but thrived and still does. Extraordinary success from a population of 100,000 people plus when you're competing with markets of 10, 12 million people.
How much was his family around? Because obviously, if you look at his sons, obviously all doing very well for themselves. And then, of course, the granddaughter, Olivia Harlan Decker, doing very well for herself as well.
Yeah.
How much were they around back then?
mostly Kevin, you know, with his connection through broadcasting, but Brian was there a lot. You know, I think we have to mention Madeline. She was the matriarch of the franchise. Yeah. She was just, and I don't know if that comes off well. I mean, she was just the dearest person. And my wife, all the wives, front office wives, coaches' wives, just so supportive of it, because she knew how much their husbands were not around. And she just felt for everyone. And, you know, yeah. And I know Olivia through media as well, and her husband, Sam Decker. It's just a beautiful family.
Remembering Bob Harlan here with Andrew Brandt. Follow him on X at Andrew Brandt. And, of course, check out the website, andrew.brandt.com. He's got the Business of Sports podcast, the Sunday 7 newsletter. Did I miss anything else that you would like to promote, Mr. Brandt?
Yeah, now I do these reels on Instagram about learning all about the business of football. So the Instagram is Andrew Brandt 2. And yeah, like you said, the newsletter. If you want to get the newsletter, go to mysunday7.com. where I just fill in people every Sunday morning.
That's really, really good. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on and taking time out of your day and joining us here. I truly appreciate it, and have a good weekend.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to talk about Bob. Be well.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.